yes, now we're in the full swing. Okay, all right, so happy birthday to all those who are celebrating today, tomorrow, and for the entirety of the month. But, you know, you definitely know I'm going to be doing a little bit more of this. But let's start this morning with the Office Beat as we talk about business and of a particular nature that has to do with construction. You see, just about three weeks ago, I had a conversation with an architect, all right? And he was complaining because not only does he design buildings, but, you know, he also gets his hand involved in helping people, you know, meet the right contractors and things like that. You know, he facilitates, you know, people's, you know, buildings, you know, particularly home buildings. So, you know, yeah, architect, you know, well, don't worry, I know an engineer that can help you, you know, design this foundation. You know, I've drawn it, but I know somebody who will do a good job. I know, you know, so that's what he does. And then he said, look, Jude, right now there's a big problem in the industry and it has to do with cement. You know, a lot of projects have been on standstill, have been placed on hold because of the rising costs. Obviously, anybody who you see having their business done right now, they probably have been able to purchase cement maybe 2-3 months, if not even 6 months before. Maybe those who won't have in storage. Now, I asked him this question. I said, look, I think it's a bit unfair for the everyday Nigerian, right, who's just trying to get, you know, maybe his shop done or whatever. I think it's very unfair that, you know, everything that comes up, you know, seems to be blamed on one or two particular variables. In this case, is the cost of cement, you know, for those who are building contractors, who are masons. Oh, to do this thing, you know, it's a one bag now, it's so and so amount of money. And I said, this is the reason, because a few years ago, I had the same conversation with, you know, a marketer whose specialty it was to deliver feeds, livestock feeds. And he kept saying that he doesn't understand why many farmers would increase the cost of, like, say, eggs 2 weeks after the price of feeds go up. And it's not like the price of feed go up by, like, say, 50% or 80%. The prices are nominal. So give or take maybe 2, 3, 5% increase. So maybe they used to buy the bag back then for, like, say, 1,000 naira. You now increase to 1,150, 1,100. Then the person now decides that, oh, I will now sell my crate of egg, you know, that used to be sold for 1,500. I'll sell it, guess what? For 1,600 naira, because there was a 100 naira increase in the cost of feed. And it doesn't make sense, because if you break down the numbers, right, you look at the percentages, right, it does not reflect the cost that these people then transmit to their products, final products. And so I told this person, but look, this is the same thing here. So how come when the cement, you know, increased to 2.5 or 9.5 or whatever it is, all right, you then in the business now increase your service charge by the same amount? It's ridiculous. But now, Boa Cement said, look, you know what, we're gonna reduce the price, okay? There's so many things going on here. Some politicking, some, you know, economical restructure, blah, 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 blah. But basically, it said that from yesterday, that was October 2nd, price of cement is going to come down to 3,500 naira. And I hear a lot of people online were going, yeah, finally, great job. All right, okay, all right. But this is my question. Do you think, right, do you expect, if at all, right, that there will be a reduction in the things surrounding construction right now? What effect, if any, would there be after this reduction in cement price? That's it. This is business, right? Okay, Nigerians always, oh, they've increased it. So, you know what? Mason will increase their money. Iron Bender will increase their money. Okay, but now cement has come down. Let's find out. Do you think, those of you who are in the construction business, yeah, this is right up your alley.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't hear it, didn't see it. Do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims, please. Once again, do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims, please. And do not make inciting statements. Numbers to call: 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. All right, did you get that? Comprende? Great. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you will find us on Facebook and on X as Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on X and on Facebook, right? X is Twitter, by the way. Okay. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. Let's get to have this conversation. What changes do you expect now that cement prices have just come down? Yes. I'm curious. Isaiah is on the line. Oh, we just lost that connection with Isaiah. All right, and I'll go straight to WhatsApp before we get this next caller coming through. And this one here says, good morning, Jude. I've been asking the same question for years. I think we are the ones who caused our own problems. Whenever something minorly goes up, there's almost an immediate reflection in the down end of the price, particularly to consumers or customers. What exactly is the problem with you just maintaining that particular rate for another 1 month, 2 or even 3 months? Granted, your profit margin will only come down very nominally, but here in this country, nobody wants to take a loss. Nobody wants to have to shoulder the responsibility of doing the right thing at the right time. Everybody wants to grab, and we keep blaming government. IJ Chinasa is in Rumolumeni. Let's get to hear from Chinasa. Chinasa, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Chinasa.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the reduction in price and the price of cement.
Yes.
Which is a very good one. And then I heard you said, if the price of other things that concern construction will equally come down. We'll pray that it will come down. Or better, Nigeria. Nigerians are suffering. So the reduction in the price is a good one. So I want to also plead to the people that are involved in anything that has to do with construction, building, and all the rest. So people bring down their price for a better Nigeria. Thank you.
All right, Zion in GRA. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Of course, I expect landlords to reduce their house rent.
Okay. Now you are starting shaking tables, because now you mentioned Zion. Someone sent to me now that some of the lands are saying, "Oh, we are going to increase our rent because cement is we're increasing our rent to 1 million naira for a 2-bedroom, not in GRA, somewhere in Chokocho and also in Rumekini. They want to collect 1 million naira for a 2-bedroom."
But want to inform them. Thank God for this one. And one other thing that will increase. Many people will start building their houses. These lands they have bought, our project will start. Molding of block, every of giving opportunity. Buy 2 bags, 3 bags, go mold. And I think another thing I also see coming up is also job.
Okay.
Menial jobs will be available. So I think I just want to see the implementation of this 3,500 per bag. Let it be effective everywhere. And we should adhere. At least this alone will affect our economy to a large extent. Production.
All right, thank you very much. Would rent increase? Now, you see, remember, like I told you, we're using the examples from, say, a year or two ago about the poultry farmers who would increase the crate of eggs because, you know, they added 100 naira or 200 naira to the bag of feeds that they will buy, you know? And then this person who was talking to me said, look, it doesn't make sense that a lot of these people are just greedy individuals. Now, landlords, that I'm talking about people who have built their houses 3, 5, 8 years ago, right? Have been, yes, I know inflation came up. Yeah, I understand that. But then one of the reasons, you know, why some of them have been given says, building materials don't cost. Okay, your house has been standing for 3 years. What else are you going to do? Are you going to put another deck on it? What exactly is the issue here? It doesn't just stop there, ladies and gentlemen. So, it's rent. It's also, interestingly, you will not believe this, also with those who transport these items, talking about the cement. Now, obviously, cost of transportation is directly, you know, related to, particularly in Nigeria, to the cost of your fuel. In this case, many other times, it is diesel. Diesel in some places is about 850, 900, you know, naira per liter. No joke, people. No joke. So now that the item, right, is cheaper, it's not very expensive, are you going to see more people bringing more stuff? And don't forget, if you have more people coming towards an area, demand and supply, right? If demand is more and the supply can be met, you probably find that the price would come down. But hey, we'll find out from you guys.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show.
All right, so 27 minutes, almost 28 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for us to get back to our conversation. Before we do that, let me get to read some interesting messages here on our subject matter. We're talking about cement this morning and the prices that, according to BOA, have come down from about 4.8 to now 3.5. Now, all of this, you know, was about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, you know, was off the back of a lot of people making comments that, look, they don't understand why the prices are so high here in Nigeria, where we have a place not too far from Nigeria, talking about Benin Republic and also in Togo, where people say, well, the price of cement is even cheaper there than it is here. Now, I'm not into the construction business, you know, but these were the comments that, you know, kept moving around, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, fine, maybe we'll make some clarification on that note. However, the news that you know, the prices were going to come down was celebrated all around. Great. But the question is, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? That's the big question. Now, when certain prices, and you know, that's been said, and you could say it's true for lots of things in this country, whenever prices go up, you know, whenever cost of anything, any of the variable, right, goes up, we can't seem to have it to go down. It's very difficult, particularly transport. But now, you know, look at the cost of, you know, paying for, you know, what you call them, masons and all the whatnot. The price is going to reduce. Those who are the contractors who say, oh, we're going to help you build your house, the primary concern is cement, sand, and all those things. But now that, you know, cement in particular is going to come down, with the cost of maybe building a house, with the cost of hiring labor, what exactly do you expect this particular reduction to have? What ripple effect at all, if any? That's our conversation this morning.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Well, we have Victor speaking to us from NTA Road, and also Temple is in Rumomasi. All right, Victor, let's start with you.
All right, dude.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
The problem of Nigeria is that the price of the listing in Nigeria is very costly. It's meant. I don't know why our senator is not happy matter about the issue.
But they've reduced the price now.
Nigeria is very high.
They've reduced it. That's the thing. They've reduced the price. Hello?
That price, the 2,000 price, for me, it's very costly. They should bring it down.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Temple, in Rumomasi. Temple, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, the very distinguished youth. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Welcome, please.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't think nothing serious will happen. Because cement we are talking about, at the price has gone down a little bit. It's not the only material that is being used by building a house. What about the zinc? What about the wood? What about the nest? And other necessary materials? Talk about the WT and all the rest of them. Doors. Is it the only cement that is being used to raise a house?
Fine. But with this particular one now.
See, my problem, I want to appeal to the Standard Organization of Nigeria to ensure that the quality and quantity, the value is still intact. So that you don't end up, what you are supposed to do with one bag of cement, you end up doing it with two bags of cement or more, all because they have reduced their price. That is my major concern. It's not all about the price reduction. It's about the quality and quantity being intact, getting value for your money. It is that should give us a lot of concern. And we have seen a situation whereby price are being reduced, but you don't get nothing at the end of the day. The product to pay for it's even better when you pay higher and getting what you want. But for me, I think the reduction is okay. But the producers and manufacturers should ensure that they don't give us more or less something that while we are sleeping inside, the house will collapse on top of us.
Okay, that's a concern. So with the reduction in price, reduce the quality as well. Big concern there. Good morning, Jude. I hope and trust that Port Harcourt and Lagos landlords will follow suit by reducing the cost of the house rent, which they blame on the high cost of cement. May God bless the management of BUA, Godwin Abel in Port Harcourt. Okay, this one here says... Okay, good morning. Please, when we talk about reduction in the price of cement, do we also ask a question about the quality that they will give us and the size? Papilo from Bonny Island. Okay. All right. So a lot of people are making, a big deal about the quality and also quantity. So it's been reduced. Fine. But what exactly is the size of the bag? What exactly is the quality of the cement, the limestone inside? Is it the same grade? Is it going to bind? Do we need more cement, to mix with the ratios of the sand that we use to make bricks, blocks, and whatnot? So that's the big question that some of these individuals here are asking. Don't forget, get on to social media, follow us, and drop your comments. These are the numbers to call. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 08090306416. All right. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. WhatsApp 08090306416. 08090306416. Good morning, Jude. Engineer Chris here. This reduction will help intending house owners to start building. Check carefully. You will start seeing construction spring up everywhere. This reduction will also make Dangote reduce his own as well. Remember, that was another issue a lot of Nigerians have had over the years. People talked about the apparent monopoly of the Dangote cement bag. They were used to seeing different brands, like say 33 decades ago or four decades ago. A lot of them seemingly couldn't meet up. But now, if this price comes on, that means there's competition, healthy competition. Bright is is in Woji. Bright, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, please.
I think the commission of students is a welcome idea. Then the doubt of some persons whether the quality, the quantity will be of
the quality as well.
The quality as well.
Yeah.
Nigeria, we have consumer protection. That's why it's going to challenge this complaint if there's anything found wanting. Because I believe, because we have quality control on everything. The cement standard, you will know. So that's where you tell me I complain if this is not complete, you know. Right now in Nigeria, we have limestone everywhere, apart from the gypsum that's been imported.
So you think it's going to be fine? Okay, all right. Bright is optimistic. Says, look, apart from the consumer authorities, that's where a lot of people should channel their complaints. You know, it should be okay. No drama. No drama here. Okay, there's no drama. It's not a big deal. This one says, good morning, Jude. One of the callers mentioned that it's not just the price of cement that affect the cost of a building. Rods, for example, also wood. A lot of people also forget that there are other things that in the end would add up to the cost of having a building completed. Tiles. Jude, a lot of people don't realize how expensive tiles are these days. Yes, you can get cement, you can just do your German floor and go away. But if the tiles, you want good finishing costs good amount of money when you buy expensive tiles. And these tiles would also contribute to the amount that you spend in having your building completed. So it's not just cement. What are tiles made of, by the way? Ceramic, right? They're ceramic tiles. Well, hey. Once again, science, come to the aid of Jude. Let's get some science. Tiles, okay? Building tiles. Okay, all right, just put that up. Let me be sure so that, you know, I don't get to be accused of, defrauding. Oh, sorry, misinforming. Tiles. Manufactured range of substance. Ceramic, porcelain, stone, marble, clay. Yeah, would you imagine that? Marble, clay. Okay. So maybe they don't use a lot of cement, but I know they use this thing. What do you call that? White cement, right? That's what it's called when you're finishing your bathroom. Right? It's called white cement. Okay, so how much is that, by the way? Okay, so we're going to get all those information shortly. All right, call us, tell us. Price of cement, what do you expect? What are the things you see happening in the market space, in the building state, in the building space regarding this new cut, this slash in the cost of building stuff, particularly with cement. Cement has been the king, apparently, in the determinants of the price of your construction. Whatever it is, from houses, you name it, offices, it's all about cement. How much per bag? What exactly? So if we, as we're hearing right now, are getting to the point where people are saying, oh, good, it's no longer as expensive as it used to be. Yes, so maybe, just maybe, we'll probably get, construction at a cheaper rate. So Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Benetai says at least middlemen can build, even if it's self-contained. Liaga Jennifer says it will help enhance more people going into real estate and there will be a competitive market for rental businesses. Interesting. It says it will also encourage an average person to build at least a one-bedroom apartment for his or her family. Stanley Ibemere says Boa reducing the X factory price of cement to 3.5. Will distributors and retailers adhere to it? Next, we'll hear now is transportation cost. Shop rent and taxes are reasons for not reducing prices. Now, those on air accusing Dangote of monopoly are the same people shouting, hurry. Do they now understand Dangote is not the only cement factory in Nigeria? That's from Stanley. Okay, all right. So Brilliant point, Stanley. Okay. So this person has reduced his price. Boaz has reduced his price. Great. But what about the other factors, right? What about transportation cost? And then, very importantly, remember I made mention that, when people increase the price, when the price of, feed for poultry and other animals would go up, the farmers almost instantaneously, right, increase the products, the crate of eggs, for example. That's the example I gave, right? So it went back then when there was an increase. I remember back then, I think the price increase was about 500 or about 1,000 naira. Almost overnight, every crate of egg, jumped from back then, it was what, 1,000, right? 1,000, what am I saying? 1,000. Almost overnight, by the following week when we got back, wanted to buy eggs. Guys, now 120 for the very big one. Those tiny, those small eggs is now 900. But the big ones, the one that you like, is 120. Feed don't increase. From how much? Before, we did buy 10,000. Now, it don't reach 11,500. Some places, they over sell 12,500. But that's 1,002, right? So, how are the birds eating the same amount? If they are eating the same amount, right? If the rations cannot be reduced for whatever reasons, right? If they're eating the same amount and they are still producing the same amount of eggs, it means that your profit margin will probably reduce by just the same difference. That's 1,000 or 2,000 naira. So you're saying across a wide range. So let's say you are able to supply, 100 crates every week or 200 crates. Some of you are that good. You're saying that 2,000 naira, if you give or take, maybe you buy 5 bags, so that's 10,000 naira. So 10,000 naira spread is what relates to a 200 naira increase in each crate of egg. And that's exactly what Stanley's saying. Would the dealers agree? Would you get to the cement depots now and say, you want to buy a crate of egg, and they'll give you a 3,500 right now? And let's not forget, you're going to find people say, we bought this old stock 2 months ago, we have to sell it. So maybe, I'm not saying they should sell at a loss, don't get me wrong, that's not what Jude is insinuating. But I'm saying it will probably take a while for these changes to be seen and felt on the streets of Nigeria. The question is, what are these changes you are expecting? This one says, the truth is Dangote will have no choice than to reduce the cost of his cement to 3,000 naira to stay in business. A market leader is always scared of losing his position. He can't afford to allow what happened to Omo Detergent to happen to him. At the time when Omo felt they will remain in the market leaders forever, we had other brands coming with the new detergents, Clean, Ariel, and the washcloths. The washcloths, I beg your pardon, Clean without leaving dust stains on white clothes with a good price strategy. All right, so now BUA, that's Boa, has dared Dangote. He has endeared Nigerians to himself. Just yesterday, they opined that they received order that they will never start business. The report said, I'm not sure. Okay, all right. It's a long message, though. But Charles Cotter is basically saying, look, the price is going to come down. You're going to have competition. Which is what I said earlier, that, whenever you have, this variance in price and demand is also healthy, you're going to have healthy competition. Andy Akwasive is on the line from GRA. Andy, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome.
Okay, so straight to the point. The country is in a total mess, trust me. I've been listening to you be talking about people increasing their prices. This is the natural reaction that you get from people everywhere in the world. In those developed societies. But you see, it would take a serious government to come in and say, this must be regulated. We have got an absentee government. Absentee government in all ramifications. It is definitely a very black man talking against Jenny Blow for NAFDAC to go and start selling the offices.
Hello, Andy.
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, now we can hear you. There was a bit of a break in the
I said it is to be very dark man to talk before that dark is going to seal off Jenny's glows offices. There are so many of these evils that you see in the land of Nigeria and the regulators, government that is expected to help the citizens, government that is expected to put the check in.
Oh dear. And Andy, please, you will have to return that call. I expect maybe a better reception next time. I don't know what line you use, but let's give other numbers out. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0003. All right, so there's a call screener. Just use the call screener and we'll get to have you join us. Andy, I'd like for you to finish your thoughts if you can. All right, so please do call back. I know it's expensive these days, but we do crave your indulgence. And once again, these are the means, talking about, you know, calls, messages, and whatnot. This is how, you know, people get to have their views aired, and stands, you know, are usually, you know, encouraged during conversations like this one. All right, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X, at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. All right, so we have messages there. We're also broadcasting live, by the way. All right, so you can stream, you can go on those platforms and get to see, you know, what's going on. See my, you know, chubby face, you know, all that kind of stuff. All right, so keep the handles close and use them. All right, this one here says, good morning, Jude. There are so many things that could happen if the government was going to be willing to see through. We don't have a price regulatory commission here that's effective. Otherwise, many of these other products, from milk to even noodles, June, should not be as high as they are today. But lots of times, many of these people just sit down, collect salaries, and don't do the jobs that they are meant to. Now that the cement price has come down from one manufacturer, the onus is on another. Nobody's forcing anybody to do so. The onus is on the other person to also bring down his price. Then they can go out to make sure that nobody has a price at a level higher than what is expected to be in the market. If that comes into play, June, you're going to find more people will be able to get into the construction business. Dan is from Old Refinery Road. Andy's, oh dear, we just lost our contact. Andy's in GRA. Andy, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Andy.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes, now we can. Okay, good morning, Andy.
Beautiful. So I was saying to you that if you go on talking about these things and saying, oh, the government, the people are adding prices when there is just an increase in some of the products that they use in manufacturing their own commodities. And this is the kind of reaction you will get everywhere in the world where a government is not up to task or they are irresponsible regarding what they are supposed to do. I was saying to you that it took the very dark black man to call the attention of NAFTA to the nonsense, put it under parenthesis, going on with people making soap, making organic cream, and destroying the skin of our sisters out there. NAFTA that had the responsibility to go about these places, even though these people even advertise, they come on air to advertise, they refuse, they went to sleep. And killed a lot of people. A lot of people went to the hospital as a result of some of these evil prescriptions that they sell to our sisters. Now, you are talking about people increasing price. Why would they not? When government that is supposed to be the ones to regulate pricing, I know you are aware of this. Government is meant to regulate pricing. Where is the standard organization of Nigeria? Where are those agencies that are saddled with the responsibility to intervene on behalf of the people? They are all sleeping as usual. Go to Afghanistan, dude. I'm not talking about America. I'm not talking about Rwanda. I'm not talking about some of these great countries. Afghanistan. Go and see that they have stabilized the value of their naira. You know how they did it They intervened. If you were producing anything and you increased the price of that thing in such a way that is not commensurate with what you have done, they slugged you. George, do you understand what I'm saying? They slugged you on the street.
But I agree. Andy, that might seem like a way to work, but come on, that doesn't sound very, civil, to use corporal punishment, to get businessmen to fall in line. There are other measures that I know the US, the EU,
absolutely,
and the UK use.
I agree with you. I'm not saying we should flog them, but I'm saying that what they did was regulate. What are we operating in the first instance? Is this a capitalist economy? Is it a mixed economy? Is it a socialist economy? Do we even know what we're operating in Nigeria? Nigerians are not even asking those fundamental questions. When our confused politicians come on air to start advertising, oh, I want you to vote for me, we are not asking them, what are we operating in this country? What system of economy are we operating in this country? So that we can really know how to intervene. How do you allow schools, primary schools and secondary schools, private schools, to just be charging any amount to children, their parents? We say, okay, right now, because fuel has gone up, they are going to pay 1.5 million. Who is regulating this thing? Where is government? The conversation should be about where is government?
Okay, so I agree to a large extent, right? A lot of people, I've been saying, so talking about quality control and quantity and all of that, what's the role of government in this? But let's look at just on the surface, in this particular instance, with this reduction price. You, Andy, what do you expect to see down the line now that this price has been reduced?
I expect to see that everything that cement adds to making, or everything that cement is a product of, it begins to reduce, especially if all the other producers of the cement start to reduce their prices. But guess what? That will not happen to you. I have a friend who said that if anybody knows where he can buy this cement at this reduced price in Port Harcourt, he was going to dash the person an extra 1 million. And they've been looking for where to get it at this reduced price.
But Andy, the price change was just effected yesterday. It's going to take a while for the old stock, like someone just sent me a message whilst we were speaking. It's going to take a while.
Have you forgotten the letter that Bois said everyone who already has paid but have not received consignment, they are going to return their monies to them. The difference will be returned to them. And how many days does it take to get it? The point I'm making is that government is asking. They are totally unaware of their responsibility.
Okay.
We are not calling them out enough in this country.
Andy, we have to go very soon on a break. Thank you very much. Andy's very impassioned, and I can totally understand that. Andy, we'd like to get to hear more of you during the course of the day. We have various conversations to have. I look forward to getting to hear thoughts from people like Andy. What insights do you expect? What exactly should be happening right now? Good morning, Jude. I totally agree that when these prices come down, more things, particularly those things that have to do with building, such as rent and even the sales of buildings, should come down. But the question is, Jude, will the marketers, will those dealers agree to have these prices come down? Many of them still want to be able to sell at 5,000 naira per bag. Jude, in some places, even 6,000 naira for a bag of cement in this country. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.